I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I know you have your faith in me. We'll get to the system stuff here in a minute. It's going to be a fun hour. Rand Paul makes a rare mistake, although I get it, and more to come this hour. But I know that what I'm about to say is going to shock you. It's going to take you back a little bit, but it took me back. All right, so if I'm shocked, you're going to be shocked. I know you know of me as a man of culture, real culture. What, Chris? You know me as kind of a Renaissance man, right? I know there are people out there who accuse me of being uneducated white trash, but you know better. You know how I
habla. Buenas tardes.
I'm a cunning linguist, as I've said many, many times. And so we had something just happen to us, and I'm a little surprised that I was so taken in by it. There's this restaurant we just ordered some food from here because we do important things during the break, me, Chris, and Michael, and we ordered these quesadillas from it. And it's some restaurant with a weird name, but the last word in the name is Dilla, D-I-L-L-A. But I was reading it as Dilla, which as such a proficient practicer of Spanish, I can't believe that they were able to throw that fastball by me, Chris. But nevertheless, they were. Look, here's what that goes to show. Even when you're super cultured like me, even when you're mega cultured like me, you still need a certain amount of cultural immersion to make sure you're what? You make sure you're one with the Spanish people. That's in the Mexican people. What, Chris? Is this my way of saying the show's moving to Mexico? No, not moving. Don't be ridiculous. We're going to relocate there for a month or two in a little Mexican beach home. Let the suits know. That's what these extra charges are on the corporate credit card. We're going to relocate the show for a month or two to reintegrate ourselves with the people. And we're going to habla, and we're going to drink cervezas. That's Mexican for drinks. And we're going to have a blast, okay? We're going to have a blast. Now, let's get away from that. The system. Four separate headlines, totally unrelated. But it does show you what we talk about when we talk about, when I talk about the system, right? Because you hear this all the time. All the time you hear about the deep state. And I'm really not trying to mock it. It's real. But what is the deep state? It's the administrative state, FBI, CIA, NSA, DOJ, IRS, these different government agencies where you can't fire anybody. They're all Democrat activists now, and they're all working against you at all times. Okay, well, that's important, and that's a big deal. It's a really big deal. It's very dangerous, as I've talked about. But it falls short in explaining how all-encompassing the system really is. It's why I don't call it the deep state. I call it the system, because that, the administrative state, the deep state, is part of it. But it's so much more. Corporate America is now one of those pillars that's taken part in it. The education system has taken part in it. The video games have taken part in it. Sports have taken part in it. Over and over and over. Every single cultural pillar in our society has been taken over by this same despicable ideology, the same despicable religion, I should say. And they're using that power at all times to box you in and attack you. These four different headlines, they're just so perfect in every possible way. Xbox will force gamers, it's a video game platform, to power down their console to fight climate change. Okay, so they got to the video games. Oh, wait, there's more. One gaming firm fired an employee for following conservative Twitter accounts. Not making that up. Another headline, seemingly unrelated to the others. Georgia police officer resigns after a backlash over traditional marriage views. And another headline, finally. Great Reset Watch. The EU approves two insect species as human food. You have noticed recently, speaking on that, let's dwell on that for a moment. I know you've noticed it. You've noticed the frequency increasing of these various articles and little miniature videos and news reports and advertising about eating bugs. You've noticed it, haven't you? Yeah, I can even point to you celebrity ads I've seen. This cockroach powder really makes my coffee in the morning. You've noticed it over and over and over again. As the religion of climate continues to ingrain itself in the system, and they decided that the cows and delicious pigs and chickens we've been eating are poison to the environment, miraculously, they start approving you eating ants and bugs as a great source of nutrition. A police officer being forced to resign just because he believes, well, this is what he said on January 2nd, God designed marriage. Marriage refers to Christ and the church. That's why there's no such thing as homosexual marriage. That's what the guy said. He has since resigned because his superiors told him he could not share his personal religious views on social media. This is in Georgia, by the way. So do you think that police officer, do you think he would have been forced to resign by his superiors if he had gone on social media and said, you know what? I really think not only should my son chop his penis off and that'll make him a woman, but I think I should be able to marry not one, but 10 dudes. And we'll all just get together in one big twister pile. Do you think he would have been forced to? Of course not. My goodness, they would have painted for him his own rainbow colored cop car. But because the system has been taken over by a religion that is hostile to his religion, the cop is resigning, your child's video game system is shutting down, that's probably a blessing, and you're going to start seeing more and more ads on television, online, and other places for the new cockroach powder. Don't worry, we made this butter out of ant butts. Why? Because the system has taken over all of the cultural pillars, and they're all working at all times against you and your icky freedoms. That is the truth. Speaking of nutrition, by the way, I should bring this up real quickly. I had my call today with Doc, Dr. Black, Dr. Dennis Black is his name. He is in charge of Rough Greens. He's the one who began Rough Greens. And he tells this fascinating story to me about taking his dog through one of the dog food places, one of the dog food warehouses, and he holds the dog food up to his dog, and his dog won't eat it. Well, dogs eat anything, right? You know that. My dog does, your dog does, you know that. So he puts this thing up there. He puts the food up to his dog, and dog won't eat it. He asks the guy who works there, well, hey, why won't the dog eat it? And the guy says, oh, no, we have to kill everything alive in the dog food. There's nothing living in it anymore. We'll spray some stuff on it at the end to get your dog to eat it. Isn't that horrible? Dog food is dead food, as he says. I tell you to put Rough Greens on your dog's food every day. Not for flavor reasons. I don't know what it tastes like. I've never personally tried it. I tell you because my email inbox is full of testimonials from people saying this added years to my dog's life because the level of nutrition your dog gets is amazing. Not new food. Pour it on their food. Fred gets it every day. You get a free bag. Free. Try it. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. RUFFgreens.com/Jesse. Did you ever imagine you would live in a country where a police officer has to resign because he has traditional Christian views on marriage? This goes back to a consistent theme we've talked about over and over and over again on the show. That nations will have a religion. It doesn't matter whether you're a religious person or not. That doesn't matter at all. A huge nation like America or a tiny tribe of 100 people, they will have a religion. Why? Because man is made to worship something. And the religion of that society, the rest of society will orbit around that religion. You'll see it in the corporate world. You'll see it in education. You'll see it in sports. You will see it in their art, in entertainment. Everything seems to orbit around the religion of a nation. If you went to Saudi Arabia today and you went into an art museum, you would see Islam or Islamic themes represented throughout. If you went into their schools, you would see Islam or Islamic themes represented throughout. If you sat down and turned on Saudi Arabian television, you would see Islamic themes, Islam and Islamic themes represented everywhere. The values of Islam pushed. Why? Because that's the religion of the nation. That's why. Why now do you see pride flags everywhere and Christianity banned in so many places in America? Because this is the U.S. of gay now. And we have a new national religion. I'm not telling you have to love that. I'm not telling you have to hate that. But you better wake up and realize the system chose a new religion for us. And now we live in a country that is completely hostile to us. We do. Now, let's get through with some emails. I have a bunch of emails, and we'll get to Rand Paul. Corinne Diversity Hire just gave a press conference a couple hours ago, and man alive. I talked to you a lot. In fact, we're going to do this next. I talked to you a lot about the world of make-believe. And how the challenge is for you and me to take our normie neighbor, our neighbor who thinks things are going wrong or things are a little sideways or things are biased, and waking him up to, no, things aren't a little biased or wrong. Virtually every single thing you see from every one of your cultural institutions is an outright lie, and it's an intentional lie, and the intention is to destroy you. Shaking him awake from that, well, they're biased, to they lie about everything is difficult. Maybe I have a new soundbite for you to play for your normie neighbor, Norm. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and just a reminder, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We've talked about this before, and I mentioned it going into the break. Our real challenge, one of our major challenges, it is finding the people, not convincing the people who disagree with us. Converting the communists is difficult, not impossible, and nobody should be given up on, but very, very difficult. You talk to me about my crazy aunt. She shows up at Thanksgiving, total nut job liberal, loves Joe Biden, and you talk about her because it's your aunt and you love her and you want to save her, and I'm not saying just throw her in the trash, but she probably cannot be saved, most likely. Politically, she probably cannot be saved. That's not our challenge. Our challenge isn't your crazy communist aunt. Our challenge is the people, taking all the people who agree with us value-wise, what kind of country do you want? What do you believe about this? What do you believe about that? Go down the list on issue after issue after issue. Finding all the people who agree with us on these issues and shaking them awake to the point where they realize they are in dire danger, dire trouble of losing all those things. That's the problem. And I say this, the reason I get so emphatic about this is I live around these people. As you know, I don't live in Washington, D.C. I don't live in New York City. I don't run in political circles. I don't hang out with a single political person. The second I'm off the air, I'm gone. I hang out with normal people. And the way these people talk, and they're virtually all Republicans. Men, women, we hang out with couples, neighborhood. They're virtually all Republicans. The way these people talk about the media, in the news, in the issues of the day, and they talk in such a benign fashion about the whole thing, and everything's kind of, oh, I know, Joe, he's kind of dumb, ha, 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 he's kind of dumb, ha, ha. And they just, you bring up any cultural issue, and immediately that gets uncomfortable. Even, look, around Republicans, oh, no, that whole stuff, LGBTQ stuff in school, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't really like that, but I don't see too much of it where we live. So that's what you get a lot of. I don't see too much of it where we are, so I'm not worried about it. You know, and then they'll always follow up with this. This is the classic. This is how you know you're dealing with normie norm. This is how you know. Maybe you've been this way, but this is how you know. They always add a qualifier on the end to try to avoid any criticism because the culture is so hostile to you and them and their values. They're always trying to make it so, ooh, let me throw a little disclaimer on there so I won't catch as much criticism. So if you ask them, hey, I don't think this teacher should be talking like this to 4 or 5 year olds, do you?
Today, I wanted to introduce you to a new friend in our class. Well, this, Huckleberries, is my friend, Nash. And the friend likes to ask the question, are you a boy or a girl? And Nash answers, I'm just a kid.
If I pulled that video up and I showed it to the neighbors I hang out with, you know what I would get? Almost to a man, definitely to a woman. You know what I would get? Oh, that's crazy. Man, I don't like that. Thank goodness it isn't happening here. Or they would say, thank goodness it's not going to happen here. And almost every one of them would finish it up with this. But you know, I don't really care. I have friends who are gay. You get that all the time. Maybe whenever you speak out against these horrific cultural issues where we're not even talking about gay, not gay or anything like that. When we're talking about kids and this mutilation by doctors and things like that, this is what you get from normie norm. Oh, I don't really love it, but it's not that common. And it's not obviously coming here. And I love gay people. And that's how you know. That's how you know you're dealing with a human being who doesn't realize it, but they already live in a world of make-believe. And in their defense, I'm defending, look, my own friends here, your friends, relatives maybe, in their defense, it is very difficult when the system controls almost every source of information, it is difficult to find the truth. When the press secretary of the United States of America feels completely comfortable, as she did today, standing up behind the microphone and telling an outright lie, how can you blame Normie Norm for not knowing?
We have spoke, between me and some friends, that in this country, and this I'm making this point because we need to remind people that America is the only country on earth that people die by gun without even being in war, because I'm giving this.
Okay, that obviously all that's wrong. By the way, that wasn't Corinne Diversity Hire. That was some reporter that was asking her the question. I'm not going to go into her answer. It was equally as dishonest. America is the only country where people die by the gun. What? That's not even just a little bit untrue. That's the most untrue thing I think I've ever heard in my life. That would be like saying the sky is green. But if the system can say these things over and over and over and over again, your normie neighbor Norm can't get his mind. He's not involved enough. He doesn't care enough about politics to get his mind to the point where he understands just how evil and nefarious this stuff is. He can't do it. And that's our challenge. Not the people who hate us already, the people who agree with us, getting them awake and in the game. That's our challenge. Ask your neighbors where they have their cell phone. Go. Next time you're at a gathering, ask them. You don't have to be a jerk about it. Just ask. Hey, Mike, where you got your cell phone? And he says to you, oh, me? I got Verizon. Yeah, pretty good coverage. Pretty got Verizon here. And you say, Mike, I surprise you have Verizon. You understand. You know what they do with the money you send them every month? Have you looked at some of the despicable cultural Marxist Verizon campaign ads they've had out there? Guarantee he has no idea. You pull up your phone to him, he'll be switching to Pure Talk in 5 minutes. But he doesn't know, doesn't care, doesn't look into it at all. And you can tell him, by the way, switch to Pure Talk. They're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. You'll save a fortune and you never have to worry about funding filth like you are now. And tell him, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly saves you an extra 50% off your first month. Dial #250, switch to Pure Talk, start putting your money where your morals are, even your normie neighbor Norm.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a hump day, a Wednesday. Remember, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. About to tell a personal story here. Might be any minute, might be 10 minutes from now. One I've told a long time ago, but I saw something today, reminded me of it, and I want to talk about it. Let's get to some emails first. Dear Benevolent Shogun, that's me, Chris. Why does Texas have such a rhino puke governor? Latest headline, the latest extension makes it 1,046 days that Texas has been in a state of emergency over the virus. Guy brings up a good point, but it goes way beyond Texas. Why do the red states, so many of them, have the lowest T GOP? Honestly, can you think of a state, a red state, with two more useless senators than South Carolina? Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott? South Carolina is pretty much the reddest state in the United States of America, a state I adore. Yet their senators are pathetic. You would think they would have a couple fire-breathing dragons as a senator, but nope. It's Lindsey Graham and federal police reform Tim Scott. Okay, all right. Let's go to my state, Texas. Well, we at least have one good one, Ted Cruz. The other one, though, from Don't Mess With Texas, Red Texas, John Cornyn, might be the worst, dumbest, most despicable senator in all of the Senate. Red Texas. Our governor sucks, too. Alabama, Kay Ivey, governor. Kay Ivey is a despicable rhino tyrant. Alabama is blood red. So the question is, how does this happen? Why does this happen? Well, I'll tell you this. You know what? You ever seen the movie Rocky III? All right. For those who haven't, cannot believe people haven't. Chris said he has, and he's probably the only one. So let me just talk to Chris here for a second. For you, Chris, the basic premise of Rocky III is this. Well, Rocky I is this hard scrabble guy, fights his way up as a boxer, ends up getting a shot at the title to the champ, and almost beats him, loses. But that's almost beats him, right? Rocky II, he finally beats him. They have a rematch, great fight, he finally beats him. The setup for Rocky III is this. He's the champ now. It's a good life to be the boxing champ. Lamborghinis, steak dinners, pretty girls, mansions, private jets. And that's a big theme of it is him and this fancy life he's got now. It's silk sheets. I mean, he came from hardscrabble Philadelphia, but now it's silk sheets and private planes and anything he ever wants. Ends up getting cross with some other boxer. Clubber, what's his name? Clubber Lang. It was played by Mr. T. It's a great movie, by the way, Chris. And one of the most revealing parts is an honest part of the movie about human nature was this, when they showed the, quote, training montage before these two guys fought first. And I don't remember all the Rocky details, but he's doing fancy things. You know, a nice jog through the suburbs. Oh, it's a lovely day out. I think I'll have caviar when I get back. And then you see Clubber Lang in some crappy dark basement apartment doing reverse pull-ups on the pull-up bar that he had to hang in his doorway, living like some kind of a caveman, raw chicken or whatever he was eating. And then they meet, and Rocky gets destroyed. Because mentality is so huge for fighting. It just is. The best boxers in the history of the world, most of them didn't come from rich upbringings. Most of them came from places where it's hard. One of my buddies is actually a heavyweight boxer. He doesn't box anymore, but he was a heavyweight boxer. Actually, undefeated heavyweight boxer. And I asked him one time, because I was curious, because I've done a little bit of that, a very little bit of that. And I said, man, I got nothing but these lame boxing gyms in my area. Is there a place where I can find a good one? He said, yeah, go to a bad neighborhood. I said, what? He said, you can't find a good boxing gym outside of a bad neighborhood. Go down to the Mexican part of town or the black part of town where there are bars on the windows, where your car is probably going to get stolen in the parking lot, and that's where you'll find a good boxing gym. Why? That's where the fighters are. It's where they are. They're not out in the suburbs. He said, Jesse, you people all have 3 square meals a day. And I'm looking at him like he's crazy. I'm saying, yeah, I have 3 meals a day. He said, these kids who are in these gyms will get 1 a day. Now, when you two fight, and he's laying this out for me, he said, when you two fight, I don't care how long you train, year, 2 years, you're in your fancy gym with the 3 squares a day, and you're fighting against the kid who has to knock your head off your shoulders, or he probably doesn't eat tomorrow, who's going to win? Now back to the GOP. Why is Texas's governor useless? Why is Alabama's governor useless? Why are all these red state governors useless? Well, life is good and easy here. If you're a Republican in the state of Texas, get enough campaign money, line up enough campaign donors up, and life is easy here. All you have to do is get through your first primary, and then the lazy, moronic GOP primary voters will just keep voting for you again because you got elected the last time. And get through one tough primary if you're a Republican in Texas in a red district, and you never have to campaign again. You don't have to be tough. You don't have to stand up for something. You think you can get Greg Abbott to stand up on a difficult cultural issue? Chris, stop. I wasn't making any wheelchair jokes. What is your problem? Why don't you grow up, Chris? And you know what? It's not funny. All right? It's not funny at all. But either way, you're not going to get Greg Abbott to stand up on any cultural issues. Why? He doesn't have to. He's in Texas. He's going to keep getting reelected. Just had a primary. Bunch of strong conservatives running up against him. He got like 70% of the vote. Not only are the politicians soft here, the voters are soft. You know who knows local issues? You know who knows about the local judges, local county board of supervisors, city council? You know who knows? Republicans in New York City. I have a bunch of friends who are Republicans in New York City. Most of them are in Long Island now, but I have a bunch of Republicans in New York City. Go ask them about the local issues, the local propositions, the local this, the local that. My friends in New York City not only will be at the polls voting, they will tell you about the local issues and what's at stake and who the players are. And this guy is actually bought and paid for by this guy and this and that. Now, come to my area. Blood Red, I did that little search thing you can do. I don't know if it's still around where you could check how people vote in your area. My immediate area, my zip code, 92% Republican. My friends, when I hang out, neighbors, couple beers, horseshoe night, they don't know nothing. Nothing about the state. Most of them can't name the state senator, state rep, don't know anything about city council. They care a little bit about school because they got kids, but even then, okay, you care about school. Nice. You can run for school board. Oh, no, 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 no. Our school board's pretty good. Our school board's all left. You see, red state GOPs are low T and weeny and useless because they've been able to be. If you go to California, you go to Oregon, Colorado now, you go to one of these blue states where there are enough Republicans, you want to find the most bloodthirsty right wingers out there. Some of these people make me look pillow soft. Why? They've been beaten down forever. They've never had a win. All they know how to do is fight because that's all they get. They never get a victory. All they get is the grind and the fight. That's where the fighting is. And that's part of the reason I tell people to move. It's one of the reasons. Get to my state, please, because our GOP is useless. I need a tough GOP. So New York, yep, bring your New York accent on it down to Texas. Get some superior Mexican food. Sorry about our pizza. That sucks. But come down here and run for office. All right? All right. When you get here, don't be under the impression that you are immune from the consequences of what the system is doing. And I'm going to get to a personal story here in a minute. You may love it, you may hate it, but it just popped into my head. Part of what the system is doing is a never-ending assault on your food supply. That's why they're telling you to eat bugs. That's why they're starting to approve of bugs. Soon you're going to find organizations like the FDA telling you meat is being banned, meat is unsafe, the same reason they're banning gas stoves. This is all an assault on you. An endless assault on you by the powers that be. Do you have an emergency food kit in your home for yourself. Well, that's not fair. For everyone who lives in your home, you should have 3 months worth of food for every person who lives in your home. That's basic. That's basic preparation. Do you? I know that's difficult because it involves putting a lot of things together a lot, right? My Patriot Supply made it easy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. They have a 3-month food kit, emergency food kit, right there, ready to buy. $200 off right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Stop with the granola bars and the cans of beans, and I'm not sure. MyPatriotSupply.com ships fast, ships free, ships anonymously. Boom, you're set. No matter what they do, you're set. MyPatriotSupply.com. Personal story time. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Rand Paul says the FBI will only be reformed if we remove and replace the top 10% of the agency. Now, I should clarify that I'm actually a Rand Paul fan. I wish we had 100 of them. My goodness, would this country look differently if we had 100 Rand Pauls in the Senate? That being said, 10%? We need to remove and replace 10% of the FBI? Feel like we missed a zero in there. Let's begin at 100%. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's look, we don't want to be radical, right? We don't want to be. We really don't want to be. I don't want to be an extremist, okay? Because I'm not an extremist, I won't say all the things that should be done. I will simply say the realistic, frankly, the only acceptable outcome for all this is we take 100% of the employees at the FBI, we fire every single one of them, then we take them all and we put them in a camp, a large camp we have set up out in the desert. All the former FBI employees will be removed and sent to this camp. We'll get back to the camp in a moment. The FBI building itself, once it's been emptied out, because we don't want anyone to get hurt, we will not just do a controlled demolition on the Hoover building. We will insist that it be broadcast nationally. Every single TV station will carry this live as a message to the American people of what happens to tyrants, especially people who think they're above the law in the country. Then we go back to the camp where they're at. Now, this is not some evil camp. We are giving everybody 3 meals a day. They're going to be well treated. They're going to be fed. But that's when we will begin our extensive investigation and interview process. And as we investigate, as we interview these former FBI personnel from top to bottom, I mean top to bottom, whenever we find somebody who used his position of power and influence at the FBI to politicize in any way on behalf of the Democratic Party, that person will be removed from the camp in handcuffs and leg irons and moved to a jail where he will await trial for a life sentence. Once convicted, he will be placed in Fort Leavenworth or some kind of federal prison for the rest of his life. That is the reasonable outcome. Once you've developed a secret state police agency that attacks Republicans on behalf of Democrats, you don't need 10%. You need 100. They all have to go. And I don't just mean firings. Like I said, not just resigning. It's not just that they have to go. People have to go to prison. People within the FBI have to go to prison. Oh, Jesse, we don't have enough prisons. I don't care. Let the gangbangers out. Put the FBI agents in. I'm not even joking. They're much more dangerous to the country. Put the FBI agents in prison where they belong. Now that we've gotten past that, let me tell you a little personal story. Because I woke up today and I saw one of my buddies was posting about mules. He was in the Green Berets. I'm not in the Green Berets, obviously. Nothing close to that. But he was in working with mules and working with stuff like that. And it reminded me of that time I got super sick and almost died. And I thought it was a good day to probably relay that story. Now, before I get to that, let me get to this really quickly. Let me get to you. And we've been talking a lot about the system and how the system's stacked up against you and how I talk all the time how you need to vet your doctor now. You really do. You need to vet your doctor. And you need to avoid your doctor. How do you do that? We take better care of ourselves. I'm far from being the example of health, right? but I am taking better care of myself. I am drinking more water than I ever have. My Male Vitality Stack subscription from Chalk, I never miss a day now. When I'm gone, if I'm gone for a couple days, out of town for a night, I've become the old man who puts it all up in baggies so I know what I have and what I don't. I will not miss a Male Vitality Stack. I take it every day. I've been taking it for 9 months. The difference in how I feel is just, it's like nothing I can describe for you. You want to feel better? 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, Female Vitality Stack. Go to chalk.com and get a subscription because they're 35% off with the promo code Jesse. 35. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Be healthier. Get your body the natural herbs it needs. What, Chris? That's how I say it now. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Why?
You know, freedom is not free.
That's why. Now, speaking of freedom not being free, remember that time I told you I almost died? I'm going to tell you my story again. So, the mule thing brought it up to me. When you're in the Marines, you are, okay, I was a full-time Marine Corps infantry, right? So just like you at your job, you learn every day, you do your job and you learn every single day. And over time, you've acquired more and more knowledge about your job the longer you've been at your job. Various training things come up. Chris said full-time infantry. Is there a part-time? Yeah, I'm talking about like National Guard types, like a 1 week out of a month, 2 weeks out of the year thing. No, when you're full-time in, it is your job. 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 24 hours a day. You do that the same way you do whatever you do. You are learning different ways to kill people. You're learning different ways to blow things up. And you're learning how to do it in different environments at all times. That doesn't mean you're going to be an expert in every environment where you go, but you don't have to be an expert. They're trying to give you some basic knowledge of how to fight everywhere. So if a fight pops up anywhere, you at least have a foot in the door of being ready to understand what you're going into and the things you need to do. I don't need to teach you for a year how to fight in the desert, but I am going to have to take you out there for a couple weeks and show you some basics about what you do, what you don't do, some precautions. And at the end of that couple weeks, you're not going to be some expert. In fact, you'll forget a lot of it. But 2 years from now, if a war pops up in the desert and you have to go out to the desert, you will remember a lot of it right off the bat. I remember we did that 2 weeks out at CAX a couple before, and we trained this. Oh, I remember this about this. So that is why when you're in the infantry, they are constantly moving you around to different environments to train you. I've told you before about Okinawa. We did 6 months in Okinawa, but even while in Okinawa, we went up to Mount Fuji and we had a lot of fun in Tokyo. And even while there, we went to Thailand for a month and we went and practiced. We went and trained in the jungle for a month. How do you train in the jungle? What can you do in the jungle? What can't you do? Had I never trained in the jungle, I would never have known that you need to buy cigarette tobacco, the loose cigarette tobacco from the gas station, and you need to roll it up in the bottom of your trousers, in the bottom of your pants, because that'll keep the leeches from crawling up into your pants. Had I not done training there, and a war popped up, God forbid, in the jungle, I would have showed up without any cigarette tobacco. Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my cigs. Well, too bad, enjoy the leeches. Instead, you learn these things. You see what I mean? That's why they give you some basis of knowledge. They do the same thing for mountain warfare in the Marines, mountain warfare training. And this is where, well, the story of me almost dying, this is where it begins. Hang on. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness, from skincare and serums to meditation and brain health. We've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.